We are talking about coming under authority so we can not only have membership, but we can have discipleship, then be involved in stewardship, coming into sonship, so then one day we can walk in true leadership in the body of Christ, and that's a mature Christian. I said yesterday that Barnabas, the apostle, we see him, he was named in Acts 4:36 by the other apostles. He did not have the name Barnabas, but they called him that because it meant the son of consolation. It meant that he was a counselor. He was the son also, it means, of exaltation. He knew how to comfort and encourage. And I said yesterday that mature people know how to comfort and give courage to the weak. Now, in Acts chapter 12, we see where the prophets and the teachers begin to fast and pray, and God said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Paul for the work I have for them to do." And they left on a missionary journey, taking John Mark with them. When you get to Acts chapter 13, we see that John Mark was not a mature Christian because he was so weak. He basically fled and he deserted them. He quit. And later on, he wanted to rejoin them, and Barnabas wanted him to be, come and be a part of the team. But Paul said no. You see, Paul did not have the assignment over John Mark, but Barnabas did. And we see that Paul went with Silas on the next missionary journey. Now, Barnabas was from Cyprus, and the Bible says he took John Mark with him, and he went to Cyprus. Paul went on his missionary journey, and we read through that in the book of Acts. And some people would say, well, you know, I don't think that Barnabas did the right thing, but I really believe he did, and I believe Paul did. See, we have to know what our assignment is and our calling. And Barnabas, his calling was to mentor John Mark. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, the Apostle Paul is writing his son Timothy, and he says, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark," that means John Mark, "and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Barnabas was successful with long suffering. He did his job well. John Mark had to have submitted himself to Barnabas to get to the place that he would now be profitable to the Apostle Paul. You see, some of us, we want to do big things for God, and maybe we have had a word from the Lord, and we know that God has great things in store for us. But the journey is to come under with someone who has long suffering, who will develop our gifts, who will even tell us and point out when we're in error, and will instruct us. We all need to come under authority in Jesus' name. And all of us want to know the will of God, and we want to know that it's God speaking to us. Our coaching CD this month of March will help you. And I love the fact that we can bless our covenant partners every month with a different coaching CD that really will help them come up higher in Christ. When you give your best love gift of $15 or more, ask for it, and we'll send it to you. Write to us today at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day. I love you in the Lord.